I'm getting ready to do the Walt Whitman show from my kitchen in Ireland. I'm sitting in the kitchen alone with a black cat called Puma. And I suppose that really means that I'm actually not alone. So when I say I'm going to do the Walt Whitman show, I should explain. It's another word for run or provide the Walt Whitman show or offer the Walt Whitman show, or broadcast the Walt Whitman show. So, okay, there's several things you pick what word you like best. But then let's talk about the Walt Whitman show. Now, first of all, there are people who don't have a clue who Walt Whitman is. I mean, if you know who Walt Whitman is, you probably think the whole world knows who Walt Whitman is, and I can guarantee you that definitely isn't the case that everybody knows that Walt Whitman was born in 1819, lived to 1892, and that he wrote one volume of poetry through eight editions or something like that throughout his entire life, the last version of which was published in 1891. And that he had a long-standing relationship and a intimate relationship with a guy called Peter Doyle from the same place as I come from. Now, you almost certainly don't know any of that. But if I go back in history, there was one day and it struck me that Walt Whitman was the greatest of the American poets. Now, I picked that little phrase very exactly, the greatest of the American poets. Now, it's not that I've read every American poem or every American poet, but I just thought, look, you've got to plant a flag somewhere and I'm going to sign up to the flag that says Walt was the number one of the Americans. That gets me off the hook with the Irish, you see. So basically back to this Walt Whitman, the American number one poet, who I have been besotted with ever since I found him. That's another story. But the Walt Whitman show is my effort to do something that could compare slightly with live musicians and live painters live streaming their work on Periscope or on anywhere you like. Live streaming, live work, live streaming the making of music, live streaming drawing, sketching, illustrating, painting in oils or anything else for that matter. So I had a dilemma one day, and I resolved the dilemma by deciding, look, I'm going to read poems by Walt Whitman into Periscope, and probably nobody is going to be interested and tune in, but sod it, that's what I'm going to do. Now, it's not quite the same as writing a poem live on live-streamed writing of a poem. That's scary stuff, and I've only done it once. And that is much more equivalent to, singers, performing their own work. But I have performed my own poetry live on Periscope. Anyway, to come back to the point I'm preparing this evening, it's now 22:32. I'm sitting here at the counter in my kitchen. I have an apple out of which I have taken one bite. I have a cup of some kind of fruity tea. Anyway, it doesn't have any caffeine in it, which is about 9/10 drunk. I've got a copy of Dante's Inferno, which is another story which I won't bore you with. An old Moleskine notebook. A virtually empty glass of red wine. And a bottle of Chateau Au Medoc, Bordeaux Superieur, 2013. Cuvée Prestige, mise en bouteille en région de production. Anyway, that means it wasn't the wine wasn't put into the bottle in the chateau. Anyway, that's got a corkscrew sticking out of the cork has been stuck back in the bottle. And out of the top of the cork hangs a corkscrew. Yeah. And I'm saying to myself, am I going to have another glass of red wine before I go live on the internet with the Walt Whitman Show? You know, is that improper or is that absolutely desirable? I've got a computer, a laptop, a MacBook Pro here on the counter with me, and it'll be up against that MacBook Pro that I lean my iPhone 6 during the reading. I got a notebook here, which I haven't got on the table in front of me right now, in which I have written, using a flip chart marker, The Walt Whitman Show in red. And that's what I show at the beginning of the show. Constant, you know, begin the show showing people what they're going to. I also have the book, which I'm going to get. This is the book Leaves of Grass, big fat book. I got a version here which has a photograph of Walt Whitman on the cover. He was big into photographs. Anyway, had a big long white beard, a big load of white hair hanging off the back. And the version I have has got an introduction by William Carlos Williams, but that's beside the point unless you're particularly interested in the poetry of William Carlos Williams, which I presume you're not. Anyway, back here. So this evening, the way I do the show is you go live, and the first bit is easy if you're friendly. Easy if you're used to hosting dinner parties. Easy if you're used to welcoming people into your house. Because what you do is you're just nice to everybody, welcome everybody, let people say hello to each other. And the first part of the scope, periscope, they're called scopes, the first part of the scope goes like that. Now, actually, there's nothing to see, nothing worth seeing. So if you are, you know, visually impaired or anything like that, you could come to the Walt Whitman Show. You actually wouldn't have to see anything. I mean, you could be actually totally blind and enjoy the Walt Whitman Show, I think, because the only thing you see is my face, and frankly, that's not a much... Anyway, that's the point. So tonight's poem is going to be called, or is called, To a Stranger. Yeah, that's what I'm going to read tonight. Every night I read a poem. In fact, tonight they look shortish, so I might read two of them. And so you got the welcoming, the greeting, the settling down, the chit-chat and all that. And then at a certain point, you know, I say, now it's about time I read you some poetry. You've come here from some poetry and I'm going to read you some Walt Whitman. And, you know, I then just read the Walt Whitman stuff. And people say things while I'm reading, which I never read because I'm actually more intent on reading the poetry. But they chat with each other during the reading, some of them. More close their eyes and listen, more go to sleep, sent to sleep by my voice. And at the end of the reading, I go, and wait to see what people have to say. Sometimes I read the last line again. Sometimes I read a little bit in the middle. And then what starts is a whole stream of chat about the poem. After a while, it becomes clear that the poem should be read again. Because actually, I don't think you can hear a poem just once. And you know, if you really want it to sink in and get past your head and get kind of down your throat into your stomach, past, you know, to that sort of place down below where poetry, when it has really affected you, you know, is a ticking time bomb. So if you're into that sort of stuff, you do definitely want it read to you a second time. So that's what I do. Then there's more chat. And then the drink gets relevant. You see, I got red wine here tonight, and there's a good chance that I say to myself, well, look, poets are known to be drinkers. So doing a poetry reading with a bottle of wine and, you know, a glass where you're squaffing it down, that just goes with the image. Nobody will blink, and that's fine. Or it adds extra panache. Anyway, the key thing is there's drink involved. Sometimes, I have to say, but not always, there are soft-boiled eggs involved. Yeah. There are egg cups in particular, and, you know, you may know this already, but it's a well-known fact, using a great cliche, well-known fact, that Americans don't eat soft-boiled eggs. Yeah, they eat hard-boiled eggs, take the shell off them. and they don't know what an egg cup is. Now, if you saying to yourself, rubbish, 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 Paul is completely wrong. It's impossible that the Americans don't know what an egg cup is. Just get in touch with your transatlantic buddies and see if they have an egg cup in their cupboard, or press as the Irish would call it, and wait for the answer. Because what you're going to be met with is a no. And eventually someone says, actually, what is an egg cup? I guarantee you that. And if you don't get that kind of reaction out of America, United States in particular, I can't speak for Canadians. They're a different kettle of fish. But speaking in relation to my experience of people in the United States, if you don't get that kind of a reaction out of them, I'll buy you an egg. How's that? I'll send you an egg through the post if you get a different reaction. So anyway, back to the Walt Whitman Show. It starts very, very soon. It's on every single night. Yeah, that's a big thing. There have been over 100 Walt Whitman shows. I do it every night, actually around this time. About 10:45 at night, you know, Irish time, Cork time, London time, Glasgow time, you know, Brecon Beacons time, even Yorkshire time. Anyway, that's not the point. Anyway, you know, Cromarty's, Forth, Dogger, Tyne, Fisher, Roches Point, Mallon, Valentia. Anyway, there we are. Look, I'm just thecking around, right? I'm just here and I thought, why not explain to people lucidly what the Walt Whitman Show is about? To be truthful, I actually think you have to experience it, because unless you know what it's like to have a stream of comments being made by people who you really, really like, or who you suspect you might really, really like, and then you get odd, complete utter shocks like James Joyce's grandson or son turning up on the Periscope. You know, these things happen. You wouldn't believe the stuff that happens on the Walt Whitman Show. Anyway, that's enough. That's enough. Tonight's poetry is going to be To a Stranger by Walt Whitman, first published in 1860. And then one which might really turn you on, This Moment Yearning and Thoughtful. So we got the notion of a stranger, and we got the notion of yearning, that the word for desire, I suppose, and thoughtful. Well, interesting. So there we are. That's it. I just thought I'd explain to you, you know, what a kind of sad way I spend my time this evening and every evening. You know, why on earth am I not baking a cake or, you know, doing my Eckers or something else? You know, why am I not making an audio boo about something nice like, well, how to make a cup of tea or my favourite music? Hey, October is coming. You know what that means. Bye for now.